speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 8. A Royal Air Force base in Cyprus has been hit by a suspected drone, causing minimal damage. Family members who live there are being moved as a precaution. The UK is not involved in American military action in Iran, but says the US can use two British military sites because it's now about defending against retaliatory Iranian missiles over the Middle East. Here's the Foreign Secretary, Yvette Cooper.
This is an unmanned drone strike, specifically on the airport runway. And we're not able to provide further information and detail. Obviously, all of the precautionary measures are being taken around the base.
Israel and the Iran-backed group Hezbollah are firing at each other in a spreading of the war. Loud explosions can be heard in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Lebanon's health ministry claims 31 people have been killed. Meanwhile, airspace across the Middle East has shut, leaving tens of thousands of British nationals stranded in places like Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Our correspondent Sally Lockwood is there.
Lots of fast jet sightings in the sky above me, and also the sound of loud explosions. We've had a succession of around six loud bangs this morning.
The price of oil's also shot up in response to rising tensions. Elsewhere, people given asylum in the UK will have their refugee status reviewed every 30 months under new Home Office plans. That's down from 5 years currently. And in sport, Arsenal held on to beat Chelsea 2-1 and go 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League, while Tottenham are now winless in 10 league matches after losing 2-1 at Fulham. Hearts have a 6-point advantage in the Scottish Premiership after Rangers and Celtic drew 2-2. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio update.
Restrictions on travel for pensioner bus pass users will not be lifted in Oxfordshire. Pensioners in Greater Manchester can now use their passes any time of day. However, the Oxford Bus Company said the current rules limiting bus pass travel to between 9 a.m. and midnight Monday to Friday and any time weekends will continue. The County Council offered free companion travel passes for those accompanying disabled people. Thames Valley police officers arrested an HGV driver for allegedly altering a number plate on the M40 in Oxfordshire. The incident happened on Saturday on the northbound carriageway. The HGV driver, a 32-year-old man from Northern Ireland, was arrested and charged with fraudulently altering a registration document. He was released under investigation on suspicion of driving over the specified drug limit, pending an analysis of a blood sample.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
If you're standing up, you may need to sit down, as it may be a bit of a shock to hear that today will be dry. And not only that, there'll be lots of sunshine all day with just a moderate breeze. Indeed, it will feel quite spring-like with a maximum daytime temperature a little up on yesterday at 14 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redpiperadio.com.
Classic hits. It's Red Kite Breakfast with Chris Townsend. Red Kite Radio.
National and local news, you're up to date. Just gone 3 minutes past eight. And we'll kick this hour two of the breakfast show for Monday, the 2nd of March, off with this from Hot Chocolate. And everyone's a winner, babe. Good morning.
Every day I bless the day that you got through to me. 'Cause baby, Breakfast on Red Kite Radio, where we love classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
This hour off with Hot Chocolate, Everyone's a Winner, Babe, and that one from Freeze, Southern Freeze. We say good morning to you, 107.2 Red Kite Radio for Tame Haddenham, Princess Risborough and the Villages. Good morning to Lily Mabel, getting ready for school at the moment. Morning, Lily Mabel. How are you this Monday morning? A brand new month, of course. It'll soon be 6 weeks holidays, don't worry. They'll soon be here, I tell you. Who else have we got? We've got Linda and Simon listening to us, and Michelle and Gemma and Cody. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for your ears on this Monday morning, and let's continue the music of your life now with Sabrina Carpenter and Such a Funny Way. Good morning. This is Red Kite Radio Breakfast.
Must be that you want me so much that you don't have the words. Keep me far from friends and family, baby, that's just one of your quirks. And if distance makes you fonder, I'm flattered by the distance you seek.
Villages.
Red Kite Breakfast with Chris Townsend.
Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. Back to the here and now, yeah. Show me how, decide what you want from me. Maybe I could be there for you.
Soul featuring Karen Wheeler, Back to Life, Back to Reality. Oh yes, back to a brand new week, of course, 2nd of March 2026. Sabrina Carpenter before that, and Such a Funny Way. That reminds me, did you watch it at the weekend? I did, and I loved it. It was, of course, the Brits, the Brit Awards, and the right at the end, Robbie Williams, you were amazing. What you did, the tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. Anyway, it's time to do this now, shall we? For a Monday morning,
this day in history.
Okay, 1969 was the maiden flight of iconic Anglo-French supersonic jet took to the skies for the very first time from Toulouse in France. It could cross the Atlantic in less than 3.5 hours, which I reckon was faster than a morning commute on the M40. Anyway, in 1983, the CD revolution began. Yes, CDs were in. And vinyl was out. Today, in 1999, it was a sad goodbye to the British legend that is and was Dusty Springfield. She passed away today in 1999. Of course, loads and loads of great songs, including Son of a Preacher Man. She was one of the most successful British female artists of all time. Today, in 1904, Dr. Seuss was born. He went on to write over 60 children's books, including The Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham. I feel like a egg and ham sandwich now. Anyway, and finally today in 1717, the first ballet took place in England. Yes, the first ever ballet performance in England. The Loves